This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Donald Trump is openly urging foreign governments to investigate his political foes, doubling down on an action that is already the subject of an impeachment inquiry. President Trump told reporters Thursday Ukraine and China should investigate former Vice President Joe Biden, who is running for president.
Well, I think Biden is going down, and I think his whole situation, because now you may very well find that there are many other countries that they scam, just like they scam China and Ukraine.
Meanwhile, the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine is on Capitol Hill in Washington for a closed-door deposition with staff from multiple House of Representatives committees. Kurt Volker resigned last week after a whistleblower complaint triggered the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. The allegations focus on the president and a July phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Four French police officers were killed Thursday in a knife attack inside the Paris police headquarters. Police union spokesman Loic Travers told reporters the attacker was an administrative employee who worked with the Paris police for 20 years. Travers said the attack appeared to have begun in the suspect's office. The attacker was eventually shot and killed by officers. Pakistan says that visiting U.S. and Taliban delegates will hold a direct bilateral meeting to discuss resumption of peace talks. The talks are aimed at ending the nearly two decades of conflict in neighboring Afghanistan. The foreign minister told reporters Islamabad is optimistic the stalled U.S.-Taliban talks will resume. North Korea said on Thursday it had successfully test-fired a new submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea. This comes ahead of new nuclear talks with the U.S. This is VOA News. Hong Kong anti-government demonstrators clashed with police into the early hours of Thursday. They're venting anger over a policeman's shooting and wounding of a teenager earlier in the week, as months of protests show no sign of letting up. Reuters' Joel Flynn reports.
Demonstrators hurled Molotov cocktails at this police station, where fire was quickly met with tear gas. Earlier, hundreds had rallied across the city to protest the shooting. Some held signs saying, "Don't shoot our kids," while others folded origami cranes, symbolizing peace and freedom.
I think every Hong Kong people will not afraid of this brutality of the Hong Kong police. We will keep standing out and keep telling the government which one is our five demand and keep protesting.
The wounded protester has been named as 18-year-old student Tony Zhang. He was shot in the chest point blank on Tuesday as he fought a police officer with a metal pipe.
That was Reuters' Joel Flynn. Reuters reports Zhang is now under arrest, charged with rioting and assaulting a police officer. Iraqi security forces used tear gas and fired live bullets early Thursday to disperse protesters on the third day of anti-government demonstrations in Baghdad. Since the protests began on Tuesday, clashes have left at least 18 people dead and hundreds more injured. Demonstrators are unhappy about poor government services and corruption, like this man. He says, "We gave them a chance for a year and then 2 years. They kept putting us down. We are the people and we are not backed by parties." Iraq's parliament has ordered a probe into the violence. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson sought Thursday to build a coalition in the House of Commons to support his fresh Brexit approach. Johnson said the government had shown flexibility and that the plan was a compromise.
"This government has moved. Our proposals do represent a compromise. And I hope that the House can now come together in the national interest behind this new deal, to open a new chapter of friendship with our European neighbours and move on to our domestic priorities."
His plan would create an all-island regulatory zone on the island of Ireland, covering all goods, including agri-food. That would keep Northern Ireland in a regulatory zone with the EU for food, agriculture, and more, removing the need for checks. British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn said no Labour Party legislator can back this new Brexit proposal. Corbyn said in Parliament that the new plan is just a rehashed version of previously rejected ones. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.